Live, 855-453. The White House answer to the secession petitions coming up in moments. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there. And I don't know if our board op's there, because normally they fade out the music by now. So hopefully he's not stuck outside the back door. Or just cutting it abruptly. Good evening. We're here to take your calls about anything you want. 855-453 is the toll-free number. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, as you may recall, back shortly after the election, there was a lot of buzz about one of my favorite topics, which is secession. Unfortunately, the timing, I think, was poor in that...
Post-election, you mean?
Yeah, you know, because it was post-election... it made it seem like the people that were supporting secession were just a bunch of disgruntled Republicans.
Come on, the last time the secession spiked was the 2004 post Bush election. Is that right?
I think so.
In the last decade.
Yeah, you're talking about spiking in the Google Trends rankings.
In the Google Trends rankings.
Yes,
that's right. So yes, that's precisely what it was. There are people that believe in secession on a sort of a philosophical level, and then others that are angry. And the ones that were angry gave a lot of momentum to the ideas.
Right. I just don't appreciate being lumped in. As somebody who is a philosophical secessionist, I don't support Republicans or Democrats necessarily. I just support the idea of, you know, dissolving the Union. But because I support secession, me talking about secession, when everybody else who's talking about it seems to be a disgruntled Republican, would make me seem like that. And so that's one thing I don't appreciate about the timing of these petitions. But all that said, I do appreciate the fact that there was a lot of talk about secession, and most of it seemed to be around peaceful secession.
What I thought was the most interesting part was on Facebook. I saw a few posts, and people would share things and stuff like that. It was just the idea that somebody who doesn't agree with somebody who wants secession should be kicked out of the country was basically what people were saying. You don't like it? We'll kick you out, or some suggestion. And yeah, I think that's very interesting. People who are living in a country that 200 and something years ago seceded from Great Britain. Like, I mean, you know, where's your historical view on this?
So, regarding the petitions, there were something like 50 petitions, at least, that were sent in on the White House website, whitehouse.gov. They've got a petitioning section where one must reach 25,000 petition signatures in order to elicit a response from the White House. At least that's the proposed concept.
By the way, the First Amendment of the Constitution allows redress of grievances. Now, remember, the Constitution is not are not rules that bind the individual. They are rules that bind the state. And the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, so therefore one would say that maybe that gives it some value, some gravitas, along with the right to freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom of the press and the right of the people to peaceably assemble. The last one is to petition for the government for a redress of grievances. And you'd think that, you know, why is it that I have to have 2,000 or 2,500 people, how many is it?
25,000.
25,000 people sign a petition in order to get my grievance redressed. Why not just redress my grievance?
Well, there was a Supreme Court case that happened several years ago, Mark, as you may recall, where the Supreme Court basically said, you are able to send your grievances to the government, but we have no obligation to respond to them.
That's precisely what
So that was their interpretation of what that First Amendment whole redress of grievance thing came about. Basically, the Obama administration is just doing this because they feel like it. They have no obligation to respond to petitions that have more than 25,000 signatures. They have certain loopholes that allow them to get out of, you know, answering certain popular questions. But they did. They finally did come up with a response. I saw this linked on Facebook, so I don't know when it was issued. It doesn't have a date on it. I presume it's fairly recent.
I haven't seen it.
And it is from petitions.whitehouse.gov by John Carson, who is apparently the director of the Office of Public Engagement, which means he talks to you little people, those of us little people out here. And he has a little response to all of these various petitions. He's responding to the petition to peacefully grant the state of Louisiana to withdraw from the United States of America and create its own new government, as well as eight other petitions which are worded very similarly. And here's what he has to say. Thank you for using the White House's online petitions platform to participate in your government. In a nation of 300 million people, each with their own set of deeply held beliefs, democracy can be noisy and controversial. And that's a good thing. Free and open debate is what makes this country work, and many people around the world risk their lives every day for the liberties we often take for granted. I think he's suggesting the military there, but I'm not sure exactly how it is that they're risking their lives for our freedom.
Well,
anyway,
it's for the freedoms. Maybe they. This is people speaking out. You know, in other countries. You know, in the United States, I'd say that it's pretty clear that we do reasonably well in the area of freedom of speech. You have the right to complain. Now, freedom of the press, we're ranked about 40th in the world, which I think is pathetic. And freedom of press and freedom of speech are inextricably linked. But you can complain in the United States. So I think that maybe they're talking, and certainly there are other places where people, if you speak up, the chances of you waking up dead are pretty good.
He says, but as much as we value a healthy debate, we don't let that debate tear us apart. Our founding fathers established the Constitution of the United States, quote, in order to form a more perfect union, unquote, through the hard and frustrating but necessary work of self-government.
Well, let's point out the Constitution and forming a more perfect union really was from the previous union. I mean, you know, it's not like there was any secession there, but the Articles of Confederation were a document that set up a new government from from a landmass that had seceded from Great Britain.
They enshrined in that document the right to change our national government through the power of the ballot. And don't you feel powerful, Mark, when you cast your ballot every 4 years in federal elections?
I'd say the vast majority of the time that I voted for somebody, they have not won. It's almost like the kiss of death when I vote for you.
I thought you voted for Obama this year.
I traded away my vote for lower-level candidates. But, yes, my wife wanted to vote for Obama.
Right. So your deal with your wife was that She gets to tell you who to vote for president,
mm-hmm.
and you in return get to tell her who to vote for local offices.
That's right.
So therefore, your vote as a national presidential vote has very little meaning. It means virtually nothing. But her vote for local offices means more.
That's right.
So it seems like an okay trade.
It's math. I really don't like it.
But you're giving up on it, right?
I'm giving up on it because it feels icky.
Even though you know it doesn't make a difference, it still feels wrong.
From a mathematics standpoint, Obama won New Hampshire by 33,000 votes, so it doesn't really matter one way or the other whether I voted for him or not.
And besides, what power of the ballot? What, the idea that you get to pick between Tweedledum and Tweedledee, these criminals, whoever it is, whether it's Mitt Romney or George Bush or Barack Obama or, Hillary Clinton, you fill in the blank, whichever thug of the moment happens to be running. The idea that you have power to choose between one ruler over another, and that's supposed to be satiating us? Anyway, he goes on to say, a right that generations of Americans have fought to secure for all. But they did not provide a right to walk away from it. As President Abraham Lincoln explained in his first inaugural address.
The man who's responsible for the killing of the most Americans in history.
That's right. In 1860, you see where they're going with this.
Right. We'll kill your ass if you don't agree with
us. That's what they're saying. In 1861, he said, quote, in contemplation of universal law and of the Constitution of the Union of these states.
Wait a second. When did Abraham Lincoln pass law? When did he write the Constitution? I don't care what this guy said.
He said, and of the Constitution of the Union of these states is perpetual, unquote. In the years that followed, more than 600,000 Americans died in a long and bloody civil war that vindicated the principle that the Constitution establishes a permanent union between the states.
Stalin killed a lot of people, too. Did that vindicate communism?
Apparently it did.
Pol Pot killed a lot of people. Yeah. Did that vindicate whatever the heck he was doing?
855-453, your comments on secession and the White House's response to the petitions.
Mao killed a lot of people, and that vindicates plastic crap you buy at Walmart.
855-453 is the toll-free number if you'd like to get your thoughts in on this or anything that might happen to be on your mind on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You take control.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators January Liquidation Sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock Oak Prefinished Hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $269 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January Liquidation Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold is a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, secession. The response has come in from the White House. We are, and of course, certainly willing to hear what you think at 855-450-FREE, or you can bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live, and that is a point of the program. You get to call in about anything you would like, and the show is live every single night of the week.
From 7 to 10 Eastern Time.
That's right.
Every night.
So drop into our website at freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. Maybe, you know, you don't feel too comfy calling in to a talk show, but you enjoy a website, you know, the anonymity of the site. You can log into it and then submit any content that you would like. So maybe you find a YouTube video or a blog post or news item that you think is interesting, you think we might enjoy and the other listeners of the show might enjoy seeing. Submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. So get over there, get interactive, and enjoy. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? VentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on, get this, ammunition. Lots of people looking for ammunition right now. Go to ManVentureOutpost.com, see what they've got in stock. They've got knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories. A lot of people looking for firearm accessories right now, too, with the White House threatening to do away with assault weapons bans with just an edict. Archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and much more. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself, ManVentureOutpost.com.
So the official statement has come in from John Carson, the director of the Office of Public Engagement at the White House. They've responded finally to the various different petitions asking the government to allow, the federal government, to allow different states to withdraw peacefully from the union, create their own nation state.
Now, I find this deeply offensive, what the response is. First off, the White House's response is very simple. These petitions were written poorly, and they should not have. Basically, the White House should say, look, the White House doesn't have any say in this. This is an issue for Congress or something like
that. What do you mean they don't have any say in it? The White House could absolutely order troops to roll into any state that decided to withdraw.
You know,
they've got that say.
Yeah, I mean, you could respond in that way.
That's what they're saying here.
But why would you? That's what they're saying, and that's what I find offensive. What their statement is that...
Why would they? This is what government does. They threaten people with violence.
That's foolish. Government's about diplomacy. I mean...
Well, they've written it in a very non-threatening manner. It's not openly threatening.
They said that Abraham Lincoln's claim that the Union should be preserved above all other things. Lincoln, the biggest killer of Americans in history.
They cite the number here, 600,000.
They claim that the war vindicates that statement. The Civil War vindicates that statement. That means that killing people who disagree with you vindicates your idea.
That's what they're saying.
This is a frightening thing to say.
It is. But they don't come right out and say, we're going to kill you, Mark. They're much more diplomatic about it by citing Abraham Lincoln. Of course,
there was just a movie.
Right, but there was a movie that came out worshiping him recently. And, of course, the history books in U.S. government schools worship Abraham Lincoln. And so they're appealing to his authority in this particular case, while at the same time appealing to the idea that he murdered 600,000 people and hinting at the idea that they might be willing to do the exact same thing here. But let me continue with their statement, and of course we'll take your calls.
I want to real quick, whenever you talk about the Civil War, slavery is always an issue that comes up. I think that many of the southern states, certainly four of them, indicate slavery directly in their secession documents. Slavery is absolutely a part of this. The rest of the world, slavery, the rest of the Western world, chattel slavery disappeared without a conflict like the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So one really has to ask,
was it necessary?
Yeah. If this can be done in Great Britain, if this can be done in Canada, if this can be done in South America, if this can be done all throughout Europe, why couldn't it have been done in the United States?
Well, as Lincoln's own statements indicate, it wasn't about slavery. It was about keeping the Union together. That's what the Civil War was about.
He's 100% clear on that.
So,
as a matter of fact, Lincoln never freed a single individual in the United States. When the Southern states seceded, he allowed the states, the slave holding states that stayed in the Union, to continue to hold slaves.
So here's the remainder of the statement from the White House, and then we'll go to you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's a toll-free SACL CAI call-in line, 855-450-FREE. So he continues here after citing the Civil War, saying, and shortly after the Civil War ended, the Supreme Court confirmed that, quote, the Constitution in all its provisions looks to an indestructible union composed of indestructible states, unquote. Although the founders established a perpetual union, they also provided for a government that is, as President Lincoln would later describe it, of the people, by the people, and for the people.
That's just stupid. They said indestructible states. They cut Virginia in half during the Civil War. I mean, so they're not claiming indestructible states.
All of the people, they say. Participation in and engagement with government is the cornerstone of our democracy. And because every American who wants to participate deserves a government that is accessible and responsive, the Obama administration has created a host of new tools and channels to connect concerned citizens with the White House. In fact, one of the most exciting aspects of the We the People platform is a chance to engage directly with our most outspoken critics. So let's be clear. No one disputes that our country faces big challenges, and the recent election followed a vigorous debate about how they should be addressed. As President Obama said the night he won re-election, quote, "We may have battled fiercely, but it's only because we love this country deeply and we care so strongly about its future," unquote. Whether it's figuring out how to strengthen our economy, reduce our deficit in a responsible way, or protect our country, we will need to work together and hear from one another in order to find the best way to move forward. I hope you'll take a few minutes to learn more about the president's ideas and share more of your own. So the suggestion here is that you've got a voice in this government. You can come to this website and post petitions and ask us questions and
where they'll threaten
like
to kill you if you believe too strongly in your opinions.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened here.
We kill conscientious objectors. Shut up.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Big question after this is it over? Has this done it? The secession movement in the United States, is it kaputz?
What's going to happen is the next time you have a sitting president of either party that wins, the other party, just like they did when Bush was in office in 2004, mm-hmm. will talk about moving to Canada. They'll talk about moving to another country, I should say, not necessarily Canada. Because the fact is, rich people are leaving this country. You can look at the numbers. They're rising. They'll talk about leaving the country, and they'll talk about secession. They'll do it again. Next time around.
So what is next? For those of us who still support secession, because I don't know about you, but I'm not scared.
Nullification. The only thing that can work as far as secession goes is for states to nullify the federal government. Many of them are doing it on Obamacare. You can see Colorado and Washington doing it on marijuana. There are states doing it when it comes to the Defense of Marriage Act and allowing people of the same sex to marry. Nullification is going all over, and states are establishing themselves in their rightful place, which is over the federal government.
Well, I support the idea of nullification in as many aspects as possible, but ultimately, I don't think secession should die. We need to keep talking about it. It needs to continue being a part of the discussion, whether it's at the dinner table or at the workplace or with your friends or wherever. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything that you want as well. It is a live Saturday show. Free Talk Live.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the
equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Never before you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Well, the White House has said that secession may result in termination of your life. What do you think at 855-450-FREE? That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want as well. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also want to invite you to our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got listening choices. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of our show streaming live during show hours. And then outside of show hours, you hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times. So you can listen that way. Plus, we've got archives of podcasts that allow you to download episodes at your leisure. There's our radio stations, over 100 stations from coast to coast that air this show at various different times throughout the week, as well as satellite listening choices like XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all week long. In addition to that, we've got our free-to-air KU band satellite channel, which is available across North America on Galaxy 19, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. If you can't get Free Talk Live into your ears, you're just not trying. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. We've got plenty of options there for you. You can learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And freetalklive.com is brought to you by BitPay.
That's right. If you've been hearing about Bitcoins, certainly you have if you've been listening to Free Talk Live, but if you've heard about Bitcoins, they've been on all kinds of major news outlets, including Forbes and Fox and many others. And you've got a website of your own, whether it's a business or a retail store or a charity or whatever your website might be, and you want to accept Bitcoins, but you really don't know that much about them, BitPay.com can help you. They can make it so that anybody who uses Bitcoins to buy on your website, they can handle all the transaction. They'll instantly convert it into whatever your currency is in your country. Here it would be Federal Reserve notes. Deposit it right into your bank account. The fees are lower than credit cards, and there's no risk of a chargeback or fraud. Chargebacks are done at your discretion from your website. Visit bitpay.com to get started. You owe this to your customers. Bitpay.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and to the fun. You and your thoughts are welcome in the aftermath of the White House's response to the various secession petitions, basically saying, yeah, the Civil War settled this, folks. 600,000 people died, and that vindicated the idea that this is a perpetual union. So, sort of suggesting that if you try it again, we're going to get violent. Let's go to the phones. Jan is on the line listening in Charleston to WSC in South Carolina. Hey, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm concerned about your ease with secession and as if that is a viable alternative.
An alternative to the existing status quo?
Well, obviously. I mean, and also your... I think you're manipulating some facts on Lincoln.
Oh, what's that?
And the 600,000 people who died as a result of as punishment for secession.
Let's take it one step at a time. What facts are you saying?
You do.
Okay. Let's take it one step at a time. What facts are you saying we're manipulating?
Well, first of all, let me ask you something. Do you personally advocate secession for your state?
Well, I don't think that one can speak for one state. However,
no, you can't, because these factions who are calling for secession are very small groups of people, but you're on the radio, you're advocating. What is your state?
Oh, I fully support secession. We live in New Hampshire.
Okay, so New Hampshire's going to secede.
I hope so someday. I know Vermont seems a little bit further along, but yeah, I support that idea. Why not? It seems like a great idea.
Yeah. Well, the historical example in South Carolina certainly isn't good.
Well, it serves as a great example, right? Like, don't shoot at any government forts.
No, it serves as a great example in that it's a huge example.
Well, don't you think the United States serves...
Following a very small faction of people...
It wasn't a small faction of people. I mean, it had been going on for some time. Wouldn't you agree that the United States was a secession movement from Great Britain? Wasn't it done by less than half of the population?
Oh, she dropped off the line. That was not us.
Okay, I'm not dropping her here. I have
that
no
was
idea
her.
What that happened.
Go ahead.
Let's assume she moved out of her cell or something. But, you know, I mean, whatever you've got to say about the Civil War, you're going to have to compare that historically to what occurred, a little more than 80 years before that, which was the creation of the United States through secession. Secession isn't just the Civil War. Secession movements... You know, they exist all over the world.
Absolutely. In fact, typically the U.S. government supports them in other parts of the world.
100 years ago, there were fewer than 100 nations. Now there are more than 200 nations. Mm. Secession is going on around the world. And, just because the United States, somebody tried it one time over a really poor issue and failed, doesn't mean that that issue is done. Humans have the right to associate how they wish. I am not bound by an association that was created 230 years ago. How can those men bind me?
You mean that a bunch of guys who are long since dead, they can't just sign a piece of paper that makes it so everyone that lives after them in a certain plot of land is obligated to certain things?
Yeah, they can't.
I agree with you, but it's amazing how many people believe that they can. Actually, I believe, Jan was calling back. By the way, just a technical note here for those of you who call into this show. If we accidentally lose your call through a cell phone droppage or something like that, you are welcome to call back in. There's usually a one call per night rule, but obviously that doesn't apply if some kind of technical mishap occurs. Let's go to Paul. He's listening in Alabama, and I hope she will call back because I want to know what she meant by the Lincoln facts that we're manipulating. I'm not sure what she was getting at there. Paul, go ahead with your thoughts. You're listening to WBHP in Huntsville.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's a website to find out if our particular state is trying to secede.
Oh, I don't think there's any kind of website that would give you that information. I think at this point the conversation about secession is really all that's happening. What would it take to actually bring about secession in one political geographic designation is a really hard question to answer because, where do you really begin with that? I guess you would have to convince the state legislature or the legislature to put forth some kind of a provision to advocate for secession, and how likely that is when we're dealing with run-of-the-mill Democrats and Republicans who just want to control your life in the state legislature. You know, it certainly doesn't seem like many of them will be on board with that idea.
Yeah. Some other thoughts I had was it would seem secession is a way of a state wanting to say that they don't want federal funding, that federal funding is really handicapping the state's ability to manage their own finances.
I think that's one thing. That's more of like a nullification argument, though, wouldn't you say?
I'd say so. Nullification generally is dealing with one particular issue. I mean, secession is usually done after a long string of nullifications, but it says that, you know, we wish to disassociate ourselves from this particular, you know, union.
Paul, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it, I guess.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jerry. He's listening in Wisconsin to XM's Extreme Talk. Jerry just dropped off the line. Let's try Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just saying, you know, let Vermont separate from the rest of the United States.
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
You know, because, you know, I don't want them to come over here and take my guns. You know, that law that I sent you the other day, the Dick Act of 1902, you know, we are the militia. You know, it's not the police, okay? Not the state police. Them are private armies. The militia, the people. We are the militia.
That's according to the Dick Act of 1902.
Yep. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I cringe when I hear the term militia. I know some people, when they hear that, they just think of tri-cornered hats and they, you know, the rootin' tootin' music, the little whistles that they play on it. And it kind of evokes these positive connotations. But really, the term militia, unfortunately, has been just battered around by the mainstream media and also battered around by people calling themselves militiamen. I've actually got a story about a guy who was heading up a militia in Alaska who is now looking at 26 years, is going to prison for 26 years. And we can talk more about that here in a little bit. Secession is also on the table. Your thoughts on the White House's response, which is basically, yeah, you secede, we might just get violent. 855-453, but I suggest we should call their bluff. And I'll talk more about that here in moments. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, whether you want to comment on Abraham Lincoln as a supporter of slavery. We've got some interesting quotes to share with you here in a moment.
I don't think he was a supporter of slavery. I think it's clear that he was not. That's
he didn't oppose it.
He was a bigot. He wasn't. He did not believe in slavery.
Well, let's share some of his quotes here in a moment. You get to decide for yourself what he really thought. 855-450-FREE, also secession, the White House response basically saying that the murder of 600,000 Americans back during the Civil War vindicates the idea that the Union is perpetual, responding to the various different secession petitions that have been filed at their whitehouse.gov website over the last several months, or a few months. And your thoughts are welcome on all that. 855-453 with you tonight, Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy the program and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, what you can do is shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon or Newegg or some of the other stores on there, through the links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com, you can feel good because you're getting the same great deals you're used to. And Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price.
Right. So it only takes an extra moment to go to shop.freetalklive.com. But when you do, it really helps Free Talk Live. The fact is, Free Talk Live is an endeavor on the radio unlike anything else you're going to hear on the air. And it's your personal support that makes the difference. And that extra moment when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, that really does make the difference.
Yep, it sure does. And you get the stuff you want, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. Shop.freetalklive.com.
I think that it is, Ian, it's a mischaracterization to say that Abraham Lincoln was anything but an abolitionist. But one needs to understand what abolition, what sort of the thoughts of the time were around eugenics and, some races being, ethnicities being superior to other ethnicities and things like that. And you can see that Abraham Lincoln was not the champion of black equality that he is often held up as.
And look, you're saying he's an abolitionist.
Yeah.
But there are certain quotes. Maybe he became an abolitionist later. No. After the quotes that I've got here. Cato.org has an article called Lincoln, Secession, and Slavery, where they cite him saying in his 1860 inaugural address, quote, "I have no purpose, directly or indirectly, to interfere with the institution of slavery in the states where it exists.
Right.
I believe I have no lawful right to do so, and I have no inclination to do so." If you're an abolitionist and you're speaking about slavery during your inaugural address, why wouldn't you say, I am outraged that slavery exists within the boundaries of this country, and I pledge to do whatever I can as president to abolish this scourge on mankind.
He's a pathetic abolitionist who was more concerned with keeping his office and keeping the union intact than he was with anything else.
Don't tell me you're an abolitionist if you're not willing to speak out in favor of abolition. That's nonsense.
It's spineless. I'm willing to go with spineless.
My paramount object, this 2 years later, he wrote this, quote, my paramount object in this struggle is to save the Union, and is not either to save or to destroy slavery. If I could save the Union without freeing a slave, I would do it.
Yep.
And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would also do that. What I do about slavery and the colored race, I do because I believe it helps save the Union. That was a letter to Horace Greeley, written August 22, 1862. And in 1858, Lincoln had written the following, quote, I am not, nor have ever been, in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of the white and black races. I am not, nor have ever been, in favor of making voters or jurors of Negroes, nor of qualifying them to hold office, nor to intermarry with white people. There is physical difference between the white and black races, which I believe will forever forbid the two races living together on terms of social and political equality. He's a straight-up racist, is what he is.
Well, I think that most people were racist at the time. I mean, racism was rampant.
Quakers?
Yeah, even the Quakers.
Really?
Actually, let me tell you about the Quakers. The Quakers were, Sojourner Truth said that, to escaping slaves, that, you know, look for other blacks to hide you, and if you can't find blacks, look for Quakers. They're almost as good. But Quakers did not, they had a segregated area within their meeting houses for blacks for many, many years. The fact is that it was just, that's the way people thought at the time. And it's not okay. It's not okay, Ian, but I think people need to understand the historical truth.
But don't act like this guy's a hero. I'm not saying you are acting like that, but people don't know the truth about this guy. The myth of Abraham Lincoln is quite different from the reality. 855 453. Let's go to Fred, listening in Eureka, California, to KGOE. Hey, Fred.
Hi.
Hey.
Could I ask a question? Something I
missed
that sounded very interesting when I came into the room and could hear the radio clearly. You were talking about some kind of a website that I could that people could call the government or the White House and express opinions or ask questions or whatever. Were you then saying that if you do that, you're in danger of getting in trouble if you have something?
No, I
misunderstood.
No, their website is White House. It's whitehouse.gov, and there's a petitions section. So petitions.whitehouse.gov.
Type in petitions first.
I'm sure there's a way to get to it from whitehouse.gov, but if you just type in petitions.whitehouse.gov, it should take you right to it. But no, it's just a site where you can create a petition and then, you know, pass that petition around, hope it gets over 25,000 signatures, and then they may address it publicly, which is what they did with the secession. It doesn't have anything to do with them coming after you or anything like that.
No, I didn't really think so, but I thought I heard you say something like that.
No, I'm glad I could clarify that for you.
What we were saying was that when they were talking about this, on the website is they were saying that Lincoln claiming that that his statements claiming that the Union was tantamount were vindicated by the Civil War, and the Civil War was of course the scene of the event that caused the death of more humans than anyone United States citizens than any other time in history, and Abraham Lincoln was the president at the time, so one can give a certain level of responsibility to him, and he's the one who prosecuted the war. And so, therefore, I can extrapolate from that that the White House is saying, look, the Union must be preserved, and we'll kill you to do it.
Mm. Fred, any other thoughts?
Well, I'm a little fuzzy about history back then. The war had been going on quite some time while Lincoln was president?
No, Lincoln started the war.
Started it?
Well, here's what happened.
Because of the emancipation? No.
Okay, so here's what happened. The South said that they were going to secede. They did secede. They sent papers to Washington saying, we're seceding. They set up their own government. Lincoln, in other places, but also in Fort Sumter, kept the fort going. Now, this is a fort in what the South considers to be a sovereign country, and the North considers to be still their country. So they keep this fort. They keep supplying this fort. They keep ammunition and soldiers in this fort, and it makes the South specifically South Carolina, very, very concerned. So right. At some point or another, they get upset and they fire on the fort, and there you go. Got it.
I see. Okay.
There you go, Fred. And thanks for the call. Oh, go ahead.
Later on, though, when he gave the Emancipation Proclamation, wasn't that going to make the war even worse? Wouldn't you think? Because they'd be all upset that they were going to lose their slaves. But anyway, I should.
Thank you, Fred. We'll answer that off the air. Thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE.
The Emancipation Proclamation was essentially the hope that there would be some kind of uprising with the blacks in order to aid the Union's efforts.
But the Emancipation Proclamation, if I'm recalling correctly, did not free the northern slaves.
It did not. So there were four slaveholding states in the north. I think it was Kentucky, Maryland. I'm not entirely certain what the other two. But there were four slaveholding states that remained in the Union. And those states, they didn't have to give up their slaves while Lincoln was alive. He's called the great emancipator, but the fact is he emancipated no one. In the same way that I can't say...
So the Emancipation Proclamation didn't emancipate people in the South, is what you're saying.
Well, how could it? I mean, it's the same way as Barack Obama issuing some order saying, all the people in China, all the prisoners in China are free.
I see, yeah.
I mean, what kind of sense does that make?
855-450-FREE. Let's go to Rich in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Rich.
Listen, the Civil War was never fought over slavery.
Okay.
It was fought over economic reasons.
Yep, there was a lot of taxes put on agriculture.
The fact of the matter is the South wanted to do business selling cotton to Great Britain and wanted to cut the feds out.
I'm with you.
The reason for wanting to succeed.
They would have had a historically much better position if they would have just said, "Oh yeah, we don't need these slaves. We're going to let them go. We're going to let them work here for money."
But I think Rich is correct. And if you want, Rich, you can stand by. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. The whole Civil War was about keeping the Union together. It was about Abraham Lincoln wanting to force his vision of this Union on everybody, even those who didn't support it. 855-450-FREE, and slavery just happened to be caught in the whole, I guess, the crossfire. Hour 2 is next. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Live Saturday show. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key. Access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.